Racing this weekend is at Rose Hill. We're looking forward to a big meeting there. The Group 3 Festival Stakes, the Starlight Stakes, the ATC Cup. Paul Joyce is going to have a look at the main races and try and find some winners for us. G'day, Paul.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, off to Rose Hill again on Saturday. And look, it's another tough quaddie. Plenty of open races to close off the program. And look, we'll be doing well to get through it. And obviously, if we do, there'll be a big dividend at the end of it. The forecast is quite good. There were some reports of some rain coming Friday and or Saturday, but that appears as though it may miss Rose Hill yet again. So another Saturday of racing on a good surface for these selections. And the first leg, Sean, of the quaddie is the ATC Cup over 2,000 metres. And I'm taking three runners in the quaddie. I've got the favourite number 4, Stabapinski, a stablemate number 2, Broadside, and the Chris Waller train number 7, Black on Gold. So 4-2-7 to kick us off. Stabapinski, well, she's just charging through the grades, isn't she? She's a Group 2 winner now. She led throughout to win the Matriarch Stakes at Flemington. She's had 3 weeks between runs, gets back here to the 2,000 at Rose Hill. She looks the leader, probably stablemate Broadside or even other stablemate Fabrizio, the other on-pace runner. But I don't think the three of those will bring each other undone up on the speed. And Stabapinski still very lightly raced, only 7 starts for 4 wins and a second placing already. I think she's clearly the horse to beat and the market has her on top. Stablemate Broadside, he goes well. He's underestimated this day and he can do it fresh. He's 2,000 metres first up off a 63-day break, but he won a trial at Randwick over 1,200 recently. This horse ran 5th in the Group 1 Metropolitan the last time we saw him. A Big Duke ran 2nd in that race behind Foundry. Prior to that, a narrow 3rd in the Colin Stephen behind Auvray and Admiral Jello. So he's got the depth to his form, and with only 56.5 kilos, he's an absolute must for our quaddie. And I'm putting in the 7 Black on Gold. I toyed with leaving him out, but we can afford to throw him in. He hasn't missed a top 2 finish this prep. He races best on good tracks. And with that 53 kilos, if by some chance these on-pace runners do stop late, I think Black on Gold is the only horse that could realistically knock them off. So 4-2-7, Sean. Should get us through the first leg of Saturday's quaddie at Rose Hill. Let's move on to the second leg. It's the Festival Stakes Group 3, 1,500 metres. And going a bit wider here, we've got 5, 4, 9 and 8. 5 on top, Mighty Lucky at good each way odds. I know he hasn't won in a while, this 8-year-old, but he saved his best here for Rose Hill over the 1,500, where he's had 8 starts and hit the Quinella on 5 occasions. Likes good tracks, so he should get conditions to suit. And his form's pretty strong when you go through it. He ran 2nd over this track and distance in the Group 2 Shannon Stakes behind Washington Heights, only beaten half a length on that occasion. Backed that up with a good 2nd behind Sir Plush. He then didn't have a lot of luck behind Cabeza de Barca at Randwick on the soft 6 and gets a huge turnaround at the weights off that run. And then in the Ladies' Day Cup at Hawkesbury, he copped some severe interference at the top of the straight, and arguably he would have run a very close 2nd there behind Duce Valentinois. So I'm happy to back him here to get a lovely run off the gate for Chris O'Brien at the good each way odds. Danger is still Cabeza de Barca. You can't go away too far from this galloper with his record. He's had 14 starts, 7 wins, 6 placings. He's won his last 5, goes forward, probably leads. The only thing that's catching up with him now is at the weight. So he's got to carry the 57 this time. No claim for Rachel King, but he loves Rose Hill and he'll be out in front making his own luck. Number 9 for 3rd, Mr. Seawolf. He's an interesting one. Former overseas galloper, he's now with Chris Waller. Only had the 1 trial. I'll tell you what, he looked good. He stoked up late behind 2 Excess and Good Project in a 1,030-metre trial. I'm not leaving him out here at his first Australian start. He does look a bit above average for some of these Europeans. And I'll put in number 8, Federal, for 4th off that soft gate. He's the one that's going to get the smother midfield on the fence. And if that opens up for him late in the straight, he does have a very sharp turn of foot. So 5, 4, 9 and 8, Sean, in the second leg. Moving across to the third leg, it's the Starlight Stakes listed race over 1,100. And again, we're going a bit wide here with numbers 12, 5, 4 and 15. I've got the 12 on top here, which is Glen All. This horse resumed for Team Hawks. Did everything right, got all the favours in the run, but at the end of the day, he still got the job done, and that was on the back of 2 so-so trials. So I think race pressure obviously is something this horse relishes, and he'll strip bitter for that run. Come up with the perfect draw. He's only got 53 kilos, And let's not forget, this horse ran fourth in the Group 1 at Galaxy, and only his fourth career start behind the likes of Russian Revolution and Red Zell. So he's obviously got the ability there, and I still think he's beating the handicapper at this stage of his career. Number 5, the Danger Egyptian Symbol. She's won 3 from 4 fresh. The only time she got beaten was in a Group 1 race at Goodwood down in South Australia, and she was only beaten 2 lengths by Secret Agenda. She's been trialling up a storm. She loves this fast tempo. She'll just camp off them and pounce late. She's the massive danger here. The 4, Quattronic. Wow, this would be a massive result if we could get him home in the quaddy. He's got the blinkers on first time. He's third up from a spell. If he can find his best form from a soft gate, there's no doubt Quattronic can give this a real shake at massive odds. And I'm putting in the 15 tactical advantage, the first emergency. He's already got a run. He finished second to Glen Orr last start, only beaten a neck, and he gets a 1.5 kilo swing at the weights. He just needs a touch of luck from a tricky draw there for Glenn Schofield. But I'm going 12, 5, 4, and 15 in the Starlight. Which leads us to the last, Sean. It's a benchmark 85 over 1,300. Arguably the most open race of the quaddy, so we want to be alive coming into it. There should be some healthy dividends on tow. And the numbers in the last, 8, 6, 14, 2, and 13. The 8 on top, Machine Gun Jubs. Big fan of this little mare. She's a winner. She's won 6 from 15. Last start winner here over 1,200. She jumps 100 metres, which will suit. She's got a lovely soft gate for Blake McDougall, who rode her the other day, and he still claims 2 kilos. So gets in with 56. She can reel off a fast section. I think she'll be in the right spot turning for home. And she's the way I'm playing. Number 8, Machine Gun Jubs. To beat the 6 best scarce, this horse will go around favourite. He's got a great strike rate already. Led throughout to win over 1,200 here in benchmark 80 grade last start. He jumps to an 85. Also jumps 0.5 kilo in weight. But if he gets across and finds the front, he's going to take a stack of catching, that's for sure. The 14 for third, and that is Uptown Lad. He's underrated, this galloper. He was very impressive first up at Newcastle. He's only got the 55 kilos. Loves a good track, and he's double figure odds. So a great one to cheer home in the quaddy. Number 2, Perfect Air for Matty Dunn. This horse can improve sharply. Forget that first up run at Doom, but he's a lot better than that. This horse won his Grafton Heat of the Country Championships by 5.25 lengths. When he's on song, he's very, very handy, and I think he's a good track horse. He did run third in a Group 2 race in Brisbane behind Deploy and Dothraki during the winter on a good track. So I'm throwing him in for the quaddy. And the last horse, we can cheer home, number 13, Level 8 for the Snowdens. He's underestimated, he's consistent, never runs a bad race. And from his first up stats, he's had 4 previous tries first up and never missed a top 2 finish. So we want him going for us in the last leg of the quaddy. So numbers 8, 6, 14, 2 and 13, Sean, going around in the quaddy for us in the final leg. So that's the quaddy, Sean. Now look, for $24, you'll get 10% of the dividend. So we've just gone over budget a smidgen, but I'll tell you what, if we get through to the end, it'll be a good dividend.